listener production.
Hey, it's me, Ursula Carlson. Welcome to today's episode of More Than Enough Already, where I'm simply giving you more. More complaining, more venting, more swearing. The works. All of the above. But with a little help from my good friend, Nazim Hussain, who likes to complain just as much as me, which is saying something. Well, actually, I don't complain. Do you complain? We don't
complain so much.
But of course, there's a cherry on top. Each episode will wrap up with you, my beautiful, sexy podcast complainers. So get your aggression on. Let's get stuck into today's episode. Be angry with me.
I know you're not lying.
Are you enjoying the show?
More than enough already.
Shut up. Oh, shush.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of More Than Enough Already. Now this week, Nazim.
Yes.
Nazim Hussain.
I'm here with you still.
My brother.
Haven't kicked me out.
From another mother. Mm-hmm. No, can't get rid of him. Now this is the thing that shits me to absolute tears. Now, a lot of people go, I can't handle repetitive noise. I have misophonia.
What's it called? Misophonia.
But they haven't been diagnosed. Now, I want to tell you, I have been diagnosed with misophonia. So actual repetitive noise drives me insane. It activates my complex PTSD, which I suffer from. So when I hear repetitive sound, it can be anything. Like even in a song, if the tune is just repetitive, I have to skip it.
Really?
If a pen clicks, anything repetitive, or even because you're a leg shaker. So the fact that the table keeps doing that.
So you already know that shit.
Yeah. Or people who tap, uh-oh, or any of that shit just immediately sends me into a wild fucking rage.
What happens
to you? Like it makes me irrationally angry.
Whoa.
Like I immediately get so furious. So pen clickers are the worst people on the planet. Okay.
This feels like this episode is personally directed
at
me.
It's an attack. Yeah. This is like an intervention.
This is the most passive aggressive you've ever been with me.
I set up this thing. I'm sharing my podcast with you so I can talk to you about this specific topic.
Can I call my family and friends before you kill me? Because
no,
I'm getting that vibe right now.
Because you don't have your keynotes silent, so I have to listen to
I do that all the time. I don't know what it is. It's fidgeting. I didn't know that that's a real thing.
It's a real thing.
It sounds like one of those comedy things.
No, you know,
like
it's a real thing. And usually it goes hand in hand with something else, like with PTSD where the one activates the other.
Right.
And it just, like even if I have to silence my notifications. If I put a post up on Instagram, I have to immediately silence my notifications and delay it for like 8 hours. Because if I get that ding, ding, ding
you
the whole time.
You want to punch a phone.
Yeah. But also, I mean, I turn the sound off, but just the fact that I can keep seeing it come up just drives me nuts.
What about at the pedestrian crossing? You know, the toot.
No, that's fine. Toot. That's fine.
What about clapping?
That's fine. Unless you're sitting here doing it, you know. It's like, it's environmental. Like if I go, I'm just going to be in this scenario with the lights, the thing, and I can walk away from it.
Yes.
But if I'm you and I are on tour and we're in a van or in a plane or
something,
it keeps happening or someone keeps kicking my chair or I have stood up in a cinema and if I couldn't move, I've turned around and gone, please stop kicking my chair. And if they don't, it becomes an incident.
I think people don't know who they're messing with when they're messing with you.
Yeah.
Things like touching you on the back.
Yeah, or just it escalates. It can escalate.
Even just like talking too close to your face, I think that would set you off as well.
Yeah, it will. I mean, why the fuck are you in my face?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Like I...
But the thing is, you know, I shake my leg. My mum said that her brother did as well. Mm. Anyway, I think it's like an ADHD
undiagnosed. Yeah.
But it's like some weird... So it's basically your condition coming up against my condition.
Yeah. And I think
and yours
that,
is probably win.
That, yeah, because, okay, so, but mine will make yours worse because the more I say to you stop doing it, then you get anxious,
do
it more.
Oh.
So this is vitally important.
Yes.
Like whatever your alphabet thing is, you got ADHD, I got PTSD, you know, like
our
thing needs to link up.
It like, needs to be like a jigsaw puzzle.
Yeah. You cannot marry someone. Like Tinder has just opened up where they like, and not that I've ever been on an app or ever will go on an app because I'm hot. But
you don't need to go out looking.
No.
You just walk out in public.
Honestly, pussy just comes. Okay, so.
It's like the Eddie Murphy joke where he's just like, Pussy here.
Yes.
Excuse me, that pussy is mine.
Like I got a dodge pussy. Anyway, that's horrible, but it's true. It's true. No. So you have to, on Tinder, they need to allocate, like now they've just opened it up where your family can get involved in your Tinder. We're like, oh,
really?
Yeah, apparently. We just had it on, have you been paying attention?
What? This is becoming very Indian and Sri Lanka.
Yeah, it's now, well, it's like matchmaking. All of a sudden it's arranged marriage where your family gets involved and they're like, yeah, we think you like this guy. It's like, look, we're just.
Are you joking?
I thought Tinder is just for people who go it's out and one. Fuck each other.
Like, no, but now it's the parents giving permission to go and do that.
Everyone's getting involved, yeah. And go,
so
well,
your
oh,
mum can be on there
as
well.
Yeah. Yeah, you can send them a thing or I don't know how it works.
So there's some sort of tick system. Your mum swipes right.
But I think Tinder needs to open it up and go put in here your thing, like your ADHD or PTSD or, you know, mild autism, your misophonia, whatever. Put it in there and then that'll link you up with someone else because you need to match whatever their
So your thing, you don't like repetitive things like sounds and things like that. Okay, I actually get what that is. Mm-hmm. I'm not the person for you, but that doesn't, of course, for several reasons.
Yeah.
But you would need to be with someone who just is very...
Who does
flat.
Not do irritating shit. It is difficult to find someone, but also to retain that information. Like, because if you say to someone, I don't like when you click your pen, right? But then they keep doing it. Like, okay, like people do it subconsciously. I know they're not doing it to irritate me. I used to work for Caxton Newspapers in South Africa, and I was the production manager.
You were the production manager of a newspaper?
Yeah.
Okay.
That used to be my gig. So then I would get, like, all the stationery would come to me, and I would then put it in the station cupboard or whatever. Like, I'd order it or whatever. Or I'd get my assistant to do it. But then I would get buy these big pens that could click.
Yeah.
And I would take the whole box of 50 and I would take a lighter and light the back of it till it melts. And then I would hold it against the desk so it flattens.
Whoa.
And then you can't click it. You press it, the tip is always out, and I would put it in the box. So when they take it out of the box to start using it, it's already click proof. They cannot click it.
That is revealing about who you are and how serious the condition is.
Yeah, because I don't want to nag people and go, please don't click your pen.
Yeah.
But if you have an office, like I had 40 designers. So if you have an office of 40 designers and they're all like thinking, oh, what shall I do with it?
Yeah.
I'm crazy. I'm angry. And you're going to have a shit day.
So this is diagnosed, actually diagnosed. Yeah, actually diagnosed. If you kill someone, can you use, Your Honor, my client suffers from pen clicking phobia.
Yeah, misophonia, yeah.
Please reduce the sentence.
Yeah, I guess it could be.
Get you off a speeding fine.
Yeah.
Shit. Yeah.
Say if the traffic officer pulls me over
and
then clicks their pen while they give me a fine and then I hit them with a door or whatever. I don't know. I didn't know that if you were, so I had a friend, he's still alive. So I have a friend, but he's moved back to the UK. He's crazy.
Crazy.
He was diagnosed crazy.
He's got going on upstairs.
Yeah. Like he says he's diagnosed crazy.
Yeah.
He goes, once you've been diagnosed, then you cannot be found guilty of murder. Once he's been like, so they'll just put you back in the mental asylum.
Oh.
Because you're not in charge of your, you know.
I got a friend that was just in there. He was changing meds for his bipolar and he was in there and... he kept calling me, and when he'd take the calls from me, or I could call him, he'd be like, oh, this is my friend Nazim. He's on television. And I was like, bro, you sound actually crazy. I think he was just trying to prove to everybody else that he wasn't like them.
Yeah.
But don't I say the freest person? What's that? Some famous quote. Only the crazy person is completely free because they don't care about the judgment of other people.
Yeah. But I have to say, whenever I talk to this friend of mine,
it's crazy.
Let's call him Rob because that's his name.
Mm.
He would talk to me about stuff, you know, like he goes, I'm crazy. Like I'm certified crazy. He goes, but who is crazier? Me or these people who get up every single day at the same time, eat the same breakfast, get in the same car, drive the same route to work, get stuck in traffic, you know, like the stuff that he, and I go, oh my God, I agree with everything
he says. That's what the villains say in all the Marvel movies. They always go, look at the way they, you know, they always have this kind of convincing reason for being.
Yeah, but then I'm like, I agree with absolute, but not just that. Like everything that he says, I'm like, I agree with. with you. Even his politics, everything, I'm like, I agree with all of that. The only difference is I've never run around naked in my neighborhood asking people to spank my bottom, which he has.
Remember,
but
the
that
guy,
could be just be a fetish, not because he's crazy.
The guy who started the whole Coney, remember Coney in 2012? Got to find Coney.
No.
Remember Coney 2012? There's a big YouTube video that came out and everyone was trying to find, the whole world got on board trying to find this African war criminal guy.
Oh.
Anyway, some American guy, he started this video. Anyway, once it kind of caught on, it went viral. The next day, he went crazy and he was naked in his front garden, I think masturbating.
Oh, yeah. I think that's kind of, that's how you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes when I'm in a hotel, you stay in hotels a lot too. And especially, you know, you're in your room, say in your undies or whatever, or you wear the robe in the hotel. I don't know if you're a robe wearer. But then I go, I want to go get a coffee. I'm just going to go downstairs like this. I think about it often, about just going downstairs in my pajamas, which is naked, or just go in a robe.
Well, you know what?
It is
you are checking in. You're supposed to treat it like your home.
Yeah, and but not quite like that.
Maybe
I don't
it ends at the door of your room.
Yeah. Mm. But I sometimes get so comfortable and I'm like, I just want to nip downstairs and quickly grab a coffee in this robe with no shoes on.
I wonder whether we could bait paparazzi to write a story about you going crazy. Like, if I think all it would take is you just walking outside in your robe, just looking and
I've
holding
never
a coffee.
Been papped. Have you been papped?
No.
I don't
think people give a shit
about us.
We're like comedians, so it's like you can't humiliate us.
Yeah, we just use it.
Just kind of look lost with a coffee outside, maybe no shoes.
With wild hair.
Wild hair.
I have a photo of me yesterday. I posted it on Instagram with the wildest hair.
Oh, I saw this one.
Yeah, and people are
That's
like,
a look though.
Oh my God, what is wrong with your hair?
And you I'm actually like, kind of don't look shit with wild hair. It's, it kind of looks like you're whoa, crazy.
Mate, that hair was wild though. Look at that. That is.
Oh yeah, that's pretty crazy.
That is really wild hair. Like, you do not get bigger than that. But that's what happens when you have, you know, an afro and you brush it out.
Is that how
out.
You look when someone clicks their pen?
Yeah.
You just suddenly.
It just woofs out.
But yeah, back to the dating thing. Yeah. I reckon people need to be up front. Because I think now, because of apps, people, you know a lot about people's kind of beliefs and stuff before you meet them. Whereas it used to be, you meet someone out, you kind of, your vibe, your pash or whatever, and then you start to. Then afterwards, the next day, next week, then you get.
Then
to,
the crazy comes out.
Then the crazy comes out. Then you start to go, oh, you didn't tell me. You're, I don't know.
You know what? So this is what, like, I stalk Facebooks, Facebook pages, because that's how it works, you know. Like, if you're dating someone new, then you go look up who they used to date. And so this has been huge for me. Then you look up your partner's ex and you go, you fucked someone with a different political belief system than you. Like, you know, like, I looked up this person and they're anti-vax. They believe in, you know, like, Jacinda was a Nazi and all this shit. And I'm like, how did you fuck this person with a straight, like, how would you even approach? I wouldn't be able to. Like,
no,
doesn't matter how hot you are.
No.
If your political beliefs are so fucked and I know it. I know, and she knew it. And then you kind of go, I can't. I don't care how hot that puss is. I'm not going in.
Well, if you're it's probably discrimination, but if you're hiring someone, if you're looking for a secretary, you're going to want to make sure this person's vibes with you, like, and they're not some hardcore racist or, you know, sexist or whatever it is. So you're going to do that due diligence, and that's
you
just
have to.
But if it's a partner, of course you got to do that.
Yeah.
And I think, like, Facebook's good for that. And these apps. And doing things the old-fashioned way, I think, is good.
Yeah.
Parents getting involved.
Mm.
Who are your exes? Like, it's kind of like calling up referees.
It is. If you can look at their exes and you go, I cannot believe you fucked these type of people.
Yeah.
And now you're coming in my bed and expecting me to fuck you with a straight face. I just can't do it.
I don't know if you should be able to call them like you would an ex-employee, but you should be able to go, give me their vitals. What do they do?
Yeah.
What party do they vote for?
And if that person, because this is also what shits me, if they go, I don't know, I never asked. How do you not ask?
That's a red flag.
How do you not ask?
Do you even know who's in your
bed?
You
are letting someone into your body and you don't fucking know how they vote? And Nazeem, you should maybe try it. Why not?
Let's go to a caller.
Now, we're going to talk to Freddie Arthur, which does not sound like a real name.
No.
two first names for a first and last
name. I reckon the voice is going to be distorted.
Do you reckon?
Just this is. I feel like this is going to be a weird
what,
one.
Okay, wait. Let's guess. What do you think Freddie's complaint's going to be? What shit's Freddie?
Something to do with his body.
No, I think it's something about people eating outside. Let's hear from Freddie. Hello.
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 Hi, Freddie.
Oh, see, I judge. I thought Freddie was going to be a guy.
Yeah, me too. Freddie.
Yeah. Well, how do you know I'm not?
Yeah, no, oh, no we don't. We don't. We're just assuming.
Oh, we should have FaceTimed you.
Yeah, I know.
Freddie, how do you identify?
As a lady.
Hello, lady. Freddie, how's it going?
Hello, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm
so
good.
I'm so excited to meet you both.
Yeah, you same. Too. Where are you phoning from?
I'm phoning from Coburg.
Melbourne.
Coburg, yes.
Sydney yeah. Road.
You could have just popped in, mate.
I could have popped in.
Yeah, you should.
Where are you? Or maybe you can't say.
No, we can. We're at the studio.
We're in the city in Melbourne.
In Melbourne.
But she's near A1 Bakery, has the best. Like,
really?
Kanye West went there.
Did he?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, and Beyonce took the photo outside a house
in
Coburg.
Yeah, it's all happening in Brunswick and Coburg.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's the area to be.
I love it. I love it. I was in Brunswick yesterday. Saw some stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I liked it. Tell me what shits you to absolute tears, Freddie.
All right, I've got a shit to tell you what shits me to death.
Tell me.
I reckon you're going to relate to it, Ursula, because you've just been talking about your mesophonia.
Yeah.
And my bloody housemate, right?
Yeah.
She's fucking gone and doing her thesis.
Yeah.
In a study that's next to my bedroom.
Yeah.
She is writing this thesis on a typewriter.
I was just going to say, don't say typewriter. Don't say typewriter.
A thesis.
What's a fucking, yeah, because how many words is that? Like 60,000 minimum.
What university accepts a thesis from a typewriter? How do you email that?
Freddie, it's so easy to stop this shit. Just take one whole chapter and burn it.
Yeah, how does she save her work?
No, she can't. Not on a typewriter. Fuck, that is some confidence to go, I'm going to type it and nothing will happen to this shit.
I bet you she's not even doing a thesis. This is just some made-up shit.
She's just fucking with me, isn't she?
Yeah, what's the thesis about? Driving your flatmate crazy?
Oh, no, do you know what it's about? It's like, what is this fucking called, these people? Philosophy.
Oh, my God. How about the philosophy of getting with the times?
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
it sounds exhausting.
It's not very jazzy, is it? Well, but that's the first thing she's doing.
Oh. Yeah.
You have anything more to say about it, or I should say the second thing?
No, say the second thing.
Right. The second thing she's doing that's shitting me, she's got these pet rats.
Oh, my God.
Oh, fuck. You should have led with that. This flatmate is a goddamn disaster.
Are they loose or are they in a box or something?
No, they're in a cage. But the thing is, at the moment it's four.
At the moment?
But every morning she sings them good morning and every night she sings them good night.
Freddie, you're not safe.
And they've all got human names.
Do they sit at the dinner table?
What's their names? Wait, what's their names?
They're called Jason and Greg. And like Nigel and shit.
Oh my gosh.
Listen, she's never, is she fucking, is this a person with a sex life?
Oh no, she's got a very good sex life.
What?
Yeah, she's doing very well for herself.
Because there are freaks out there, like sexual freaks who love rats and typewriters and they have mirrors on their ceilings.
Yeah. But the worst part is, so I don't speak to my daddy, but the problem is one of the rats has got the same name as my dad.
Oh, so this is intentional.
This is intentional. This is a psychology.
Yeah, every time I'm hearing the good morning, Greggy. Good morning, Greggy.
Oh, my God.
I'm just in my room rocking back and forth.
Yeah,
you're the subject of her thesis.
Yeah, you're the subject of her thesis. She's trying to push you to your limits.
You know what? You need to get yourself a pet cat.
Yeah.
And call it her ex.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, and then sort out the rat problem in your house. Open the cage and let the cat have it.
I want to know what the sound of a typewriter falling out the window is. What it sounds like.
Fuck.
I can sound good,
insane.
All the metal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Freddie, honestly, you've got a person who thinks it's 1988 with a fucking typewriter and keeping rats. You need to get out of that situation, get her out of that situation. It is not right. Are you guys friends?
Oh, look, she's a pretty jazzy lass, but, yeah.
Did you meet because you're flatmates? Like, was there an interview process?
No, I just found these people online, which is always a trap, isn't it?
Mate, have you heard about the Craigslist murders?
What?
No.
Yeah, people who find people on Craigslist and then murder them.
I reckon
you're in deep shit here, Freddie.
That's probably why the rent is so cheap.
Yeah. I reckon get out of it quickly. But definitely let those rats go. That's what I would say. Or you should cook them.
Make dinner one night.
Yeah. Freddie, you're amazing. Thank you so much for calling in with what shits you. I appreciate it. And seriously,
all right,
get the fuck out of that situation.
Have a bloody good day. See
you. You too.
See
you.
Bye.
Do people still use rats for those experiments?
Who is rats?
I don't know. But you know, like you always hear animal people say, rats are actually the most intelligent. Blah, blah, blah.
No, they're not.
Yeah, you know.
Who gives a shit? We can't understand them.
Why should I care?
No, that's right. When people go, you know, cats and dogs can understand so many different languages. Who gives a fuck? They can't talk. They can't talk.
I know, they still eat the same food and shit the same shit.
And a dog will eat its own shit. I don't care how smart it is. They go, oh, we've got a guide dog. Yeah, it's a Labrador. It'll eat poo.
And it chases its tail. Like that, it was funny to watch.
Yeah. Do you like pets?
Oh, we used to have chickens when we were little.
That's not a pet.
It's not a pet. Though my sisters used to put nail polish on them, which I think is animal abuse.
No, it's all right.
But then it got eaten by a polecat. We then found a cat that was a stray cat. We hid it in our bedroom for ages, and my mum walked in one night and saw it, and then so we adopted this cat. And then she tragically died because I locked us out of the house. Yeah. And then I was playing with the cat, and then the cat ran across the road. Anyway, so my mum and our family friend was trying to break in the back. And so I sat on the front step, I opened the mesh door, and the cat heard the sound of the mesh door, came running back across the road. Car, ba-boom. I actually said, I think someone just popped their tire. Ha ha.
Oh no, it was
the
cat.
Anyway, we all ran to the cat. Oh no, Anna. We didn't realize, but clearly the cat was unalived.
Yeah.
And the driver was looking at it. My mum was looking at it like, it's obviously, well, like, quick, rush it to the vet. So we put it in a blanket, drove to the vet.
I'm not wasting money with this.
We ran into the vet. The vet looked at it. And it was like 8 p.m. and was like, oh, yeah, I'll let me try and save it. Takes it backstage, takes it back, whatever.
Put it in the bed.
Comes back like 45 minutes later. We're like, is Anna going to be okay? And he was licking his fingers from having dinner. And he was like, oh, yeah, we tried everything we could. Yeah, unfortunately. And it's $45 for burial. And he started listing the burial prices. And that was our pet. Yeah. So thanks for bringing that up.
No, you're welcome. Thanks for listening to this episode. Let's all go think about
Anna. That memory.
I wonder what he had for dinner. Thanks for listening. And that's a wrap for this week's episode of More Than Enough Already. But I think it's important that I mention that I'll be back with a fresh new season of That's Enough Already in March with a lineup of guests that would make even Oprah go, that's impressive. Bish, that is impressive. But to keep you company until then, Nazim and I will be back next week with more stuff that ticks us off. See you then.
Hey everyone, I'm Nazim Hussain, and I, along with
Ursula Carlson,
we're going on tour.
Yes, we are. We're doing shows and we're making people laugh.
Yeah, on stage, okay? Mm. You don't have to listen to the pod. You can just come and see us in the flesh.
Real life.
Can't touch us.
But you can smell us.
You can't throw things at us, but you can
definitely sniff us.
Sniff us.
Come and see our comedy.
LiveNation.com.au for tickets.
Or our websites, which is our names with a .com at the end.
Or just stalk us on socials.
Google us. Find out our first wives, second wives, third wives. We're looking for wives.
We are. If you're doing enough research, you'll be able to find out where we live and just follow us around.
I will dox. If you send me a DM, I will send you Nazim's address.
I'll send you Ursula's address.